This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to restore democracy in Panama. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Panama has been rocked by disclosures in recent weeks of the corruption and murderous activities of General Noriega and his henchmen in the military dictatorship. They're accused of planning the assassination of the former president and ordering the brutal murder and beheading of an opposition leader. They've also been charged with rigging the 1984 election, running drugs, and stealing millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks. Now Noriega has ordered a new crackdown to suppress dissent, but the church and a broad coalition of opposition groups is pressing for an independent investigation of the atrocities and a return to democracy. Bob, you joined in the bipartisan Senate resolution I offered supporting the opposition and calling on Noriega to step aside during the investigation. If Congress and the administration keep the pressure on, Bob, the United States can make a difference for democracy in Panama.
Ted, the people of Panama deserve a lot better than Noriega, and they're taking steps under very tough circumstances to change things. They deserve our support, and we ought to give it, with only this caveat. In our zeal to see democracy established in Panama, let's not hand Noriega the phony issue of defending Panamanian nationalism against American intervention. But you know, Ted, if we agree that this is so important to see democracy established in Panama, isn't it equally important to support freedom everywhere in Central America? The only other dictatorship in Central America is Daniel Ortega's communist dictatorship in Nicaragua. The Nicaraguan people deserve better than Ortega, and his henchmen, too. So I guess we agree, Ted. We both support the freedom fighters in Panama, and now you've joined in supporting the freedom fighters in Nicaragua, too. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.